Today's shiur is a Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Ches. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words Amar Rav. We begin today's shiur with the words of the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Kol HaNeviim Kulon Tzivu La Tshuva, all the Neviim commanded us to do Tshuva, Ve'ein Yisrael Negolin El B'Tshuva, and Klal Yisrael will not have the ultimate redemption with Mashiach, only through tshuva. Kvar hifticha Torah shasayf Yisrael asis tshuva b'sayf galusan, and the Torah has already promised us that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva at the end of their galus. So miyad hein the galin, after they do tshuva, immediately they will be redeemed. Shenemar v'hoyek yivoyu elecha kol hadvorim ha'ele habracha v'klol asher nasati lefanecha v'ashivoyisal v'avecha v'chol agoyim asher yidichacha Hashem lekecha shama v'shafto ar Hashem lekecha v'shamato b'koyle v'shav Hashem alikech eshvuscha v'richamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher hifitzcha Hashem alikech eshama. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk that when Klal Yisrael will eventually do tshuva, then there will be a kibbutz Golias and the geula will come. Our sugya today will discuss the necessity of doing tshuva before the coming of the Mashiach, and at the end of the sugya we will see how the sugya fits in with this halacha that we just quoted from the Rambam. Begins the Gemara again, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav, Kolu Kol HaKitzin, all the Kitzin, all the ends have ended. There are two pshatim in Rav. One pshat is that there is no Kitz. And as Rav continues, the only way to bring Mashiach is not to wait for a certain day for Mashiach to come, but rather one has, Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva and ma'isim tovim. Another pshat in Rav is that all the dates on which Mashiach was supposed to come have already passed by, and therefore the only thing left for us to do is tshuva and ma'isim tovim. Who Shmuel Omer Shmuel disagrees with Rav and says, "Dayu lo avel shiyamid be'evli." It's enough for the avel, the person who's mourning, to stay with his avelus. Rashi says two pshatim. Either the avel refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for much time to bring the geula and he has not been able to. But just like an avel, there's an end to the avelus. So too, there is an end to the time that Hashem will wait. Eventually, there's a ketz that on that day, Mashiach has to come. The other pshat in Avol refers to Klal Yisrael. As Rashi says, Dayon Yisrael tsar golus afilu b'loy tshuva negolad. That Shmuel Shita is that tshuva is not necessary, and the kapora to Klal Yisrael will come through the tsar of the golus. So we have a machloikus Rav and Shmuel, which seems to be that Rav holds that the Mashiach is totally in tshuva, and Shmuel holds it's not totally in tshuva, it's totally in a ketz, in an end date. Kitanoi. The Gemara says it's machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, Yisrael lois and tshuva negolim, v'lav ein negol. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, they will be redeemed. If they do not do tshuva, they will not be redeemed. Amrle Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, im ein ois and tshuva ein negolim? Are you telling me that if Klal Yisrael does not do tshuva, they will not receive redemption? That's not possible. All the Nevi'im spoke about the fact that there will be an ultimate geula. Ella, says Rabbi Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amid Lehem Melech Shekeh, is a race of Kashas Kohamin. Hashem will make a king arise whose gzeiros are harder than Haman's. V'Yisrael Ois and Tshuva, and Bal Korchach, by force, Klal Yisrael will do Tshuva, Machzir Lemutav, and they will be brought back to good. And through their Tshuva, then Mashiach will come. So it would seem that the Gemara is saying that Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua. But immediately the Marsha has a very strong kasha that opens up this whole sugya. The Marsha's kasha breaks open the sugya because the Marsha asks that Rav fits in with Rabbi Eliezer. Rav says, Ein ador v'toli ele b'tshuva, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer said, Im Yisrael ois and tshuva negolin, vim lav ein negolin. However, how does Shmuel fit in with Rabbi Yeshua? Shmuel said that it's not totally in tshuva. As Rashi says, that afilu b'loy tshuva negolin. And here, on the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua says that tshuva is necessary, but it will come through a melech shegzei rice of kashais, and he will force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So it comes out that Rabbi Lezer holds tshuva and Rabbi Yeshua holds tshuva. says the Marsha that Einachanami Shmuel is not austere with Rabbi Yeshua. When Shmuel says Dayal Ovel Shiyamin Be'Avlo, he wasn't saying that tshuva is not necessary. And perhaps even Rashi means that. What Rashi means, that a filu b'lo tshuva in the Gaul, means it's not a tshuva that will come through the initiative of Klal Yisrael. It'll be forced on them. Just like the Ovel is sitting through a gzeira of Avelis, he had someone who was nifter, so too Klal Yisrael will get gzeiras, and the gzeiras will cause them to do tshuva. So according to the Marsha, Rav holds like Rabbi Lezer that the tshuva has to come from Klal Yisrael's initiative, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yeshua that Hashem will force them to do tshuva. It will not come through their own initiative. The Maral does not agree with this pshat because he says that the question Rabbi Yeshua is asking on Rabbi Lazar is so strong, according to you, Rabbi Lazar, that it has to come from the Jews themselves. It cannot be forced on them. So it would come out, it's totally in their bechira whether Gula will come or not. Im ein oisin tshuva ein negolin. Are you trying to tell me that if they decide not to do tshuva based on their bechira, they will never have a redemption? Then the Nevi'im spoke all about the redemption that will come. So because of this kasha, the Maral says, and it seems that the Maral would have the girsa that we have here in the Mesoros Hashas on the side, on the left margin. Birushalmi ha-girsa omar le-Rab Lazer. That these last words, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamed le-Melech, is not said by Rabbi Yeshua, but according to the Yerushalmi, this was a response, a retort of Rab Lazer back to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Im ein oisin tshuva ein negolin. It's not totally in tshuva. There's a ketz, and you don't need tshuva. The Tsar of the Golis itself is Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. Tshuva is not necessary. On that, Rabbi Lazar responded, according to the Yishalmi, no, tshuva is necessary. Either they do it on their own, but if they don't do it on their own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will force them to do tshuva. So it comes out that we have two ways to understand the machloikas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which is the same machloikas as Rav and Shmuel. According to the Marsha, Rav and Rabbi Lazar hold that tshuva is necessary and it has to come from Klal Yisrael itself, not forced upon them. According to Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, tshuva is necessary, but it can be forced upon them. This is the way the Marsha understands our sugya, the way the Girsa of the Bavli is, that the words El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamel HaMelech are not Rabbi Lazar's words, but rather they are Rabbi Yeshua's words. So it comes out that everybody holds that tshuva is necessary. The question is, does it have to come on their own volition of Klal Yisrael? That's a sheet of Rav and Rabbi Lazar. Or could it be forced? That's a sheet of Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. According to the Maral, Rav and Rabbi Lazar are the ones who say that it could be forced, and Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua are of the opinion that tshuva is not required at all. We will go through the entire sugya according to the gears of the Bavli, that it is Shmuel and Rav Yeshua who are of the opinion that tshuva does not have to be voluntary on Klal Yisrael's part, but it could be forced by Hashem as well. There is a medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, in Perek Chof Beis, which states as follows. Vayetze Kain lufnei Hashem, pogaboy Adam Arishin, Amar Loi, Adam said to Kain, Ma nasa bedincha, what happened with your din when you killed Hevel? What did Hashem do to you? And Kayin answered, Adam, Asisi tshuva nispasharti. I did tshuva, and I came to an agreement with Hashem. Hischel Adam Arishin tapech alpanav. So Adam Arishin said the following, Kach koicha shel tshuva, v'ani loy ha'yisi yedeya. That's the power of tshuva, and I didn't know that power. Miyad amad Adam Arishin, lemor, Va'amar Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Adam Arishin said Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. The obvious question is, what does Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos have to do with the tshuva that Adam found out that Kayin did, and he was able to work things out and appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I heard from my Rosh Hashiva HaGoyin Rav Ruderman Zitzal, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Sner Yisrael in Baltimore, who said that we find that there are two Kedushas. There's the Kedusha of Shabbos, and there's the Kedusha of Yontif. And we say in the Yontiv davening, when it comes out on Shabbos, we end off and we say, Mikadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. Chazal say that Kedush of Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. It happens every 7 days. The Kedush of Yontiv is totally on when Bezdin says Rosh Chodesh is. So therefore, we understand the words, the sequence of the words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kedusha to Shabbos. That Kedusha comes from Hashem. Yisrael draws their Kedusha from the Shabbos. Hamakadosh HaShabbos, the Yisrael, and now Yisrael Bezdin are the ones who, Vahazmanim, they make the Kedusha of Yontif. So it comes out that Shabbos personifies a Kedusha made totally by Hashem. Zmanim, Yontif, personifies a Kedusha which Yisrael makes. So the Rav Ruderman explained that Adam HaRishon knew there's a power of tshuva, but he thought that tshuva is totally, solely on the initiative of man. And therefore he thought that his tshuva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ayeka, and that started the tshuva of Adam HaRishon, that was not effective. But when he heard from Kayin that although Hashem said Aye Hevel Achicha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiated the process whereby Kain eventually did tshuva, when Kain says a sisi tshuva v'nispasharti, that tshuva that was not made by man himself, but it was initiated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aye hevel achicha, that was accepted. So Adam HaRishon said, oh, that's the power of tshuva. It doesn't have to come totally from me. It's even good if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizmor shir liyoyim HaShabbos. So he gave praise to the Yoyim HaShabbos, that a tshuva of Shabbos initiated by Hashem is also acceptable. A beautiful pshat here in this enigmatic medrash. You don't need a tshuva of yontiv, which is man-made. Even a tshuva of Shabbos, which is initiated by Hashem, is acceptable. So it would seem that the chilek between a Shabbos tshuva and a yontiv tshuva is the machloikas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar, the way the Bavli learns, Rabbi Lazar is saying that you need a man-made tshuva, and Rabbi Yeshua is saying that even a tshuva that comes from Hashem is also acceptable. However, perhaps that the tshuva of Shabbos and the tshuva of Yontav are all in the tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua, of Rabbi Lazar, who says that it has to be man-made. In other words, it's not forced upon you. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that even a tshuva that Hashem forces upon us through a melech shegzei reis of kashris, he will force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. No, it's necessary that Klal Yisrael with their own Bechira does it. The difference between a Yontif Tshuva and a Shabbos Tshuva is even where Klal Yisrael decides to do Tshuva, but who made the first step? Did man make the first step? Or even if Hashem initiates it, Ayeko, where are you, Adam, after the Chet? Aye Hevel Achicha, where are you, Kayin, after your Chet? Hashem starts the process, but in the end, it wasn't forced upon Kayin, it wasn't forced upon Adam, it was still with their own initiative. So perhaps this is all a difference, not between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, but in Rabbi Lazar himself, there's a chilek in a willing tshuva. Who started that process of the willing tshuva? Was it Hashem, or was it man himself? Continues the Gemara. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Im Yisrael Oysen Tshuva in the Golan. If Klal Yisrael does Tshuva, and we're going with the Bavli that Rabbi Lezer Sheet is, it has to be a willing Tshuva by Klal Yisrael itself, not forced upon them. Im Yisrael Oysen Tshuva in the Golan Shenamar, Shuvu Bonim Shaivovim, come back, return the wayward sons. I will cure your waywardness. So it would seem, Rabbi Lezer is saying, that you need a tshuva with Bechira willingly by Klal Yisrael. Amar loy Rabbi Yeshua. So on this pasuk that Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Yeshua will answer that tshuvu banim means that Hashem will force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. But now Rabbi Yeshua brings its own pasuk. Amar loy Rabbi Yeshua, loy kvar namar, chinam nemkartem. You were sold into Golus for nothing, because you served Avodah Zarah, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara, which is meaningless. V'loy bekesef tigalu, you will not be redeemed with money. What does the pasuk mean? Chinam nimkartem avodas kechavim. V'loy bekesef tigalu. Loy betshuva ma'asim tovim. The Mefarshim explain that we're using a metaphor of a sale. So you were sold for something that had no spiritual value. For Avodah Zarah, that you sinned by serving Avodah Zarah, and now when you want to receive redemption, it will not be with money. Here we again mean something spiritual. It will not be necessary for you to do tshuva ma'asim tovim, and according to the pshat of the Marsha, the Bavli's gears that we're going through this whole sugya with, what Rabbi Yeshua is trying to say is that it will not be necessary to have a tshuva, a willing tshuva, even a forced tshuva would be acceptable. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shuva, Aloi Kfar Nemar, Shuva Elayv, Ashuva Elechem. No, it seems that you need something willing. Come back to me. I'm not forcing you. And the answer that Rabbi Shuva will give to this pasuk is that Ein Echanam El Chatchila, it should be on their own volition. It shouldn't be forced. But if it's necessary to be forced, that Shuva will be acceptable as well. Amalei Rabbi Shuva. Rabbi Shuva brought a pasuk back against Rabbi Lezer. Aloi Kfar Nemar, Ki Anoichi Ba'alti Bachem, I had bialus over you, says Hashem. Ba'alti Eschem is I ruled over you with an ownership. V'lakachti Eschem, I took from you, Echad Meir, one from a city, Yishnayim Mishpacha, two, I took one tzaddik from a city, two from a Mishpacha, Ve'vesi Eschem Tzion. So this is Rabbi Yeshua's proof that Hashem will force the issue. On this, Rabbi Lezer will answer that not that he will force the tshuva has to be willing. What it means with bailus, ba'alti, says Rabbi Lezer, it means I won't be like a father who could be moichel a son for doing something wrong even without repenting, as a father's close relationship with a son. No, it's going to be a master with a servant. And there it will be necessary, in order to receive mechila, that tshuva is done. But again, Rabbi Lezer's shita is what kind of tshuva? It will have to be a willing tshuva, not a forced tshuva. Amar loy Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer has his own pasuk. V'aloy kvar nemar b'shuva v'nachas toshuyun. You will be redeemed with calmness. So you see, the tshuva is not a forced tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yeshua l'Rabbi Eliezer. V'aloy kvar nemar koy amar Hashem goyel Yisrael. This is what the Redeemer of Yisrael Hashem says, v'kadoshay, and the Holy One. Levaze nefesh, concerning klal Yisrael, who men despise, l'messayiv goy, the one who is despised and abhorred by the nations, l'evid moishlam, the one who is a servant to rulers. And Rashi says that those of klal Yisrael who are mevuza in averis, and afal pikein, there's going to be a gul, as we turn to daf tzadik ches amid aleph, malachim yiru, malachim will see, v'kam v'sar mishtachvu, and the princes will get up, and they will bow down. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's saying that even though they have averis, but they're going to be despised and ruled over by the nations, and that will force them into tshuva. A forced tshuva is also acceptable, and the geula will come. The nations and the kings and the officers will see the geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said back to Rabbi Shuva, Loi Kfar Nemar, Im Toshev Yisrael Nom Hashem Elai Toshev. If you will repent Yisrael, says Hashem, you will return to me. So, L'chaira, it means something willingly. It's not forced upon you. Perhaps Rabbi Yeshua will answer, that's the preference, but even if it is forced, it will be acceptable. And finally, Rabbi Yeshua brings a pasuk which Rabbi Lezer has no answer for. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Kfar Nemar. We find in Daniel that Daniel heard one malach saying to another, Va'eshmas ish lovush habadim, I heard the man who was dressed in linen, Asher mimali mimei hayor, who is above the waters of the river. Vayor mimino ismail, he lifted up his right and his left hand, El Hashemayim. Vayish babachei olam, he swore in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the life of the world, ki lemoyed moyadim v'chatsi. Like we had in yesterday's shir, the pasuk of Daniel Zion, which was said in Aramaic, at Eden, Idnin upalik Eden, here in Pasuk Yud Beis, it said in Lashon HaKodesh, that there will be a time when Mashiach will come, which will be a moyed, moyad in plural, two, v'chatzi and a half, so a total of 3.5. Moyed is one, moyad is another two, and v'chatzi and a half. So 3.5 times a moyed. Which moyed? How long Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Mitzrayim? How long the Gaulus Mitzrayim was, which was for 400 years. So 3.5 times 400, as we learned in yesterday's shir, is a total of 1,400 years. At the end of 1,400 years, that's the Kates. That's when Mashiach will come. Ukechalois napetziyad am kodesh, when Klal Yisrael's power will end. As Rashi says, this is what we had in yesterday's sugya, ki oz lasiyad, when Hashem will see that there is no power anymore to the hand of Klal Yisrael. Then, techlana kolela, then all the source of Klal Yisrael will end. V'shasik Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer heard this pasuk in Daniel, then he kept quiet. Rashi, on the top of the Amid, says, Alma yesh keitz bedover. We see that there's a keitz. And according to Rishalmi, that Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds Kates without tshuva, and Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds that tshuva is necessary. So he says, look, there's nothing here with tshuva. There's a ketz. There's 1,400 years. I heard from my chavrus, Rav Moshe Rotenberg, a pshat, and I checked with Rav Yisrael Belsky Shlita, and he agreed that this is a viable pshat, although I didn't see it in any meforshim, that if Rav and Rav Eliezer hold the same thing. So Rav started this whole sugya by saying, kolu kol ha-kitzim, all the kitzim are over. So Rav Yeshua is responding to Rav Eliezer, and this will be a response to Rav as well. What do you mean, kolu kol ha-kitzim? It's 1,400 years. Now, we don't know when the 1,400 years begins. Does it begin from Churban Bayis Rishon, which was in the year 3,338? So 1,400 years later would be 4,738. Or is it from Bayis Sheni, which was in 3,8, the Churban Bayis Sheni 3,828? 1,400 years later would be 5,228. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, you, Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Belsky Shlita pointed out, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were the two Talmidim who took Rabbi Yochanan by Churban Bayis Sheni in an Oren out of the city of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Eliezer lived approximately in the year 3,850. So if we're talking about 1,400 years from Churban Bayis Sheni, that's 5,228. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, you're within the ketz. What do you mean, kolu kol ha-kitzin? And it's only Toli and Shuvah. The ketz of 1,400 years of Daniel, Lemoyed, Mayadim, V'chatzi has not yet happened. And even if we're referring to Churban Bayis Rishon, it's 4,738. And you're living in 3,850. So how could you say the kolu kol ha-kitzin? You're still within the ketz. But l'chayra, this sugya, would not be like the Rambam that we began this year with. The Rambam says that l'besoif kol Yisrael will have to do tshuva. So if we're going to learn the sugya, like the pashtus of Rashi is, which would sound like the Yerushalmi, Alma yesh ketz bedover, that Rabbi Yeshua is saying to Rab Eliezer, you say it's totally in tshuva, I say it's totally in ketz, and tshuva is not necessary at all. The words of Melech Shekzeirais of Kashas, according to Yerushalmi, are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua stays with his opinion, Im ein oisin tshuva ein negolin? Elamai, it's tali in ketz. It's not tali in tshuva at all. And you see that there is a ketz, which you, Rabbi Eliezer, have not yet lived past that ketz. How can you say kol kol ketz? But if this is the pshat, then the Rambam is shred. The Rambam says that ein yisrael, that ve'ein yisrael negolin. Ela b'tshuva, it would come out that it's Tolly and Kates, it's not Tolly and Shuva. So the Kesev Mishnah on the Rambam says that the Rambam was soymach on the Gemara and Yuma Peivav and Beis, Gedoyle Tshuva Shemakareva Sesa Geula. So we see that Tshuva is a prerequisite of Geula. However, the way we learned this sugi, according to the Marsha, not with the gears of the Yerushalmi, and that the words, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maimel Lemelshek, is the rise of Kashas Kohamim Yisrael, Ois and Tshuva, Umachzir Lemutav, are in fact the words of Rabbi Yeshua, and not Rabbi Eliezer. So when Rabbi Yeshua said here in our Gemara that it's necessary to have a ketz, he didn't mean a ketz without Tshuva. He meant that there is a ketz, but Hashem, in order to bring that ketz about, will force Klal Yisrael to do tshuva through a melech kasha. If so, even though shasik Rabbi Eliezer and it was moided to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't mean that it was moided to Rabbi Yeshua. There's a ketz without tshuva. He was moided to Rabbi Yeshua according to the way the Marsha learns the girsa here in the Bavli. He was moided to Rabbi Yeshua that there is a ketz, but the ketz will be preceded with a forced tshuva, and that's what the Rambam is paskening. You don't have to come on to the Gemara and Yuma. The Rambam is paskening like our Gemara, like the Marsha's Pshat, and therefore the Rambam says, Ve'ein Yisrael negon al b'tshuva, kvar efticha tairish es soif, Yisrael lasis tshuva, b'soif galusan umiyad hein negolin. Continues the Gemara. Ve'omar Rabbi Abba, ein l'cha ketz megula mizem. Ketz megula means where it's recognizable. You can see clearly that it's the time when Mashiach is coming. Shenemar even though the trees were not blossoming in Eretz Yisrael, va'atem hor Yisrael, the hills of Yisrael, the mountains, anfeichem, your branches, titenu, will shoot out, u'piriyachem, and your fruit, tisu, you will bear lami Yisrael. When we see fruits growing on all the trees in Eretz Yisrael, that's a simon that Mashiach is coming. That's a ketz megula, recognizable ketz. Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer as we have it, but on the side, the Masor Shas says, Rabbi Elazar, I'm af mizeh. Here's another ketz megula, a revealed sign that Mashiach is coming, Shenemer. Ki lefnei ha'yomim ha'heim, before those days. Schar Adam, the reward of a person, the payment, the wages of a person, they won't be, there'll be a depression. Uschar behemeinenu, and work for an animal to receive compensation will not be able to be found. Uliyotzi levada, one who's leaving and coming, ain't shalom and atzar. There is no peace from the enemy. My liyotzi levada, ain't shalom. What does it mean that there is no peace for the one who's coming, going, and atzar? Rav, Omer Rav says, av tamid chachamim. Even by Tamil Chomim, who are Yoitzei Ubo, they're coming and going in the Melchamta Shol Torah. Shekosuv Bem Shalom, it says concerning them, peace to Siv. Shalom Rav Loi Veisor Esecha, that there will be great peace to those who love Torah, but in the door right before Mashiach, Ein Shalom Bnei Tzor. Rashi says, Tupshatim, there will be no peace because of the Tzoris, or because of the Yetzer Hara. The Marsha brings the Gemara in Kesubis, Tav Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, that in the door, Ershab Ben David Bo, Lo Yiyah Shalom, Bein HaTamid Chacham, there will be no peace between Tamid Chacham, there will be a Yetzer Hara for Machlaikis. And even though we have a Pasuk, as Vav Besufa, which we interpret to mean, Rav Talmidoi, Avu Bnoi, they learn Gemara and they become enemies to each other. But at the end, there is love between them that is up till the door of Mashiach. But when it comes to the door of Mashiach, there will not be this love. And all of this is a Ketz Megula, the depression and this animosity, even amongst the Talmid Chachamim, is a Ketz Megula, a recognizable sign that Mashiach is coming. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ad sheyu kol sharm kulin shkulin. You know what this pasuk means? When all the prices of commodities will be equal, Rashi has two pshatim. Either there'll be a tremendous plenty in the world and everything will be equal the same amount, or because it'll be very cheap, or it'll be very expensive. However, the Marsha says, I don't understand how this fits in with the words, Yoitze Ubo Ein Shalom and Atzor. However, the Chavetz Chaim in the Hagdamah to Likutei Halachos gives a beautiful pshat. There are some people who make parnasa by going from one place to the other. They buy it cheap in one place and they take it to another place where this commodity is not found, and that's where they make their profit. But if in all places the price will be the same, Ein Shalom Liyoitze Ubo Min Atzor, because of the Tzoris, and everything will have the same price, that this person will not be able to make a parnasa by going, buying in one place and selling in the other. There'll be such a hunger in the world that meat, which is usually used for choyle, will not be found. Even fish, which is more accessible, will also not be found for choyle. I will settle the waters, it'll flow like oil, it'll congeal like oil, like we're having now in Tufshin Ayin in the Gulf of Mexico, an oil spill. Fish cannot exist when there is oil, and the waters will be congealed, and the fish will not be able to survive. Uksiv Basrei. We take out the word Basrei because, as the Mefarshim point out, this second pasuk that we're bringing is not after the first pasuk. The first pasuk is in Yecheskel Lamed Beis, and the second pasuk that we're going to bring now is in Yecheskel Chaf Tes, which precedes the first pasuk. So Vikosav, it says in Yecheskel a few prokem earlier by Yoimahu, on that day when we will have this issue with the water turning into oil, congealed, and fish not being able to live, Atzmiach Keren LeBeis Yisrael, I will cause to sprout the power in Beis Yisrael, which will be the power of Melech HaMashiach. Amar Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Ein Ben David Bo'ad Shetichle Malchus Hazola Miyisrael, the small and poor government will cease to exist from Klal Yisrael. They will have no government, even a small and insignificant power, we will see Shenemar. The chorus has alzalim b'mazmei rois, the shoots will be cut off with shearing prune, with shears, pruning shears. It'll be cut off. Oops. And then the pasuk, as the Marav Runchberg brings down, continues, v'esani tishois Haser, which Rashi explains, Anofim Ktanim, Kloimer Hasarim Vashreiftim, little twigs, the princes and the judges will be cut off. Uksiv Basrei, and the Pasuk says right after, Be'esahi Yuvul Shai Lashem Tzavakois, a gift will be brought to Hashem. What will be brought? Am a nation, a mushuch, pulled, umayrat, and torn apart. This will be the status of Klal Yisrael, as we have learned in yesterday's Shir, Ki Yira, Ki Oz Lasiyad, that the Klal Yisrael will have no power. Today's Shir, we learned the Pasuk in Daniel, which says, Ukhloitz Napes Yad Am Kaddish, the power will cease to exist. The Marsha has a beautiful pshat here, that Zalzalim does not refer to the power of Klal Yisrael, but it refers to Edom, which the Navi Oivadja tells us, Bozu Yatomioid, you're a very despicable nation, and your power will be destroyed. B'mazmeirei, says the Marsha, with the Mizmoirim of Tehillim that the Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael say throughout the generations, those Mizmoirei Tehillim will cut down the Zalzalim, the Ambozui of Golus Edom, which should happen B'mheira of Yomenu. Amar Zeiri, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Bein David Bar Shichlu Gaser Ruchim Yisrael, Mashiach will not come until all the Baligava will cease from Klal Yisrael Shenemer. Ki Oz, Oser Mekir Beich, Alize Gav Oser, those who delight in Gaiva will be removed from your midst. Uksim, and the next Pasuk states, V'yishar Tebekir B'chom Ani Vidal, I will leave amongst you a poor nation, and then when they become an Amoni Vidal, and the Baligava go away, V'chosu B'shem Hashem, they will take refuge in the name of Hashem, they'll take refuge in Hashem, U'meshichoy. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Simloi, Mishum Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Ein Ben David Bar Shichlu Kol HaShareifim V'Shareifim Yisrael. The Yad Ruma learns it means anarchy, until there'll be no more judges. And the Marshal learns that it means until there'll be no more corrupt judges. Shenemar, V'Ashiva, I will turn Yad Alecha, my hand against you. V'Etzref, I will purify, Kabor like soap, Sigoyich, your impurities. And the Pasuk continues, V'Asir Kol B'di Loich, I will remove all the tin impurities from the silver. Rashi says, Muvdolim, HaMuvdolim Rashi Om, the Shoiftim and Shoitrim who are Muvdol, they will be removed. Or the Yad Ruma learns that the judges will end from Vashiva Shavtecha. I'll bring back the judges. So that's a riot that at some point the judges were taken away. And that's when Mashiach will come. Omer Ula, Ein Yerushalayim Nivdeh Yisrael B'Tzedakah. Yerushalayim will only be redeemed with Tzedakah Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Tzion B'Mishpati Padeh V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed with justice, and those who return with Tzedakah. There is a Moiridika Gematria from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal, that Tzion B'Mishpati Padeh refers to Talmud Yerushalmi, Tzion, that's the Talmud of Yerushalayim, Vishaveh, those who come back from Golus, B'Tzedakah refers to Talmud Bavli, and the Gematria is exactly the same, it's not even off by one. Talmud is 480, Yerushalmi is 596, together it's 1076. Tzion is 156, B'Mishpat is 431, Tipode is 489, taken together is 1076. Vishaveh, B'Tzedakah, Vishaveh is 323, B'Tzedakah is 201, Talmud again is 480, Bavli is 44, so Vishaveh, B'Tzedakah 323 and 201 is 524. Talmud Bavli 480 and 44 together is 524. You know what will bring back the redemption of Klal Yisrael? Learning Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. Amar Apapa. Ibatli, we're up to the first wide line in the Gemara. Ibatli Yuri if the Bali Gaiva will be bought to Batla Amagushi. What are Amagushi? So Rashi says, Parsonian Persians who are sorcerers, and Rashi brings down a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, where there's two pshatim. The first pshat is sorcerers. The second pshat is fanatical oivdei avodah zara, and it could be mida keneged mida, because a person who's a baal gaiva Hashem says, how can I and he live together? That he's serving himself, memela, he's like making himself an avodah zara baal gaiva, so he will he receives the amagushi as a punishment. But if the balagaiva will be taken away, so the male, the amagushi, the mida keneged mida, will be taken away as well. Ibatli deyani, if corrupt judges will be removed, batli, then gazir pate, the gazir pate. What are gazir pate? Rashi says, shoiftim, oivdi kachom, achoiftim esrom makas. They are corrupt judges who hit the Jews with sticks. So if the corrupt Jewish judges are taken away, then the evil judges of the goyim will be taken away as well. How do we see this from the pasuk? Ibatli yehuri batem gushi d'chsev etzav kabor sigayich. I will remove like soap your impurities. Vasira kabod leich. I will take away all your bedil, your tin. And bedilayich means remove. Says Rashi, have a bedil meyuris hamakim. They are separated, removed from Yerushamayim. The e, that's the magushi. V batli dayani. If the bad Jewish judges will be batli, batli then gazir pate the gazir pate d'chsev. Hasir Hashem Mishpatecha, your judgments, which we're learning to mean your judges, then Panay Vecha, your enemies, that refers to the Gazir Pati, will be removed. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Emre Yisra Darshan Esmai V'Hoylech, if you see a generation that's going down, either Begashmias or spiritually Baruchness, Chakeloi, await for Mashiach Shenamer, Ves Amani Yutashia, a poor nation, physically or spiritually, will be redeemed. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Emre Yisra Darshan Tzoros Rabbis Boys Alav Kinor, if you see that Tzoros are coming to a generation like a river, a flowing river, Chakele Shenemek, Yavoi, Kenor, Tzor, the enemy will come like a river, Ruach Hashem, Naisasa, a devouring spirit of Hashem, boy in the river, Vesamachlein, right afterwards, it says, Uvol Tzingol, that the Mashiach, the Geula, will come, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Bein, David Boel, Vadosh, Kuli, Zakai, Oy Kuli, Chayiv, Mashiach will only come in a generation that's either totally good or totally bad. Your nation, my Arald Tzadikim, loyal forever, your shorts, they will receive the land which refers to Gula. He saw there was no one. He was amazed. There is no one to intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They're Kulei Chayiv. Uksiv, Lamani, Esos Hashem says, I will do for me, and the pasuk continues, Ke'ech Yechol, how can I cause a Chil Hashem of not redeeming Klal Yisrael? I heard in the name of the Chavetz Chaim, and I saw written that the same pshat is written in the night of Yehuda and the Mithlum El Yo, that Kulei Zakir Kulei Chayiv does not mean the whole generation, but that each person in the generation will either be totally good or totally Chayiv, because someone who's in the middle, says the Mithlum El Yo, he will be somech on his good points. He won't do tshuva because of his fallacies. However, if he's Kulei Chayiv, he will realize that he must do tshuva, and that's when the Geula will come. Amar Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rami asked the steer. Ksiv Beita, it says that Mashiach will come in his time. Uksiv Achishem, it says he will come quickly. It's a steer. If it's in his time, it's not quickly. If it's quickly, it's not in his time. The answer is Zachu. If Klal Yisrael is Zachu through their actions, Achishem Hashem will bring him quickly. Loi Zachu, if Klal Yisrael is not Zachu, then Beita, there's a Ketz when he has to come. We've mentioned that the Vilna Gaon Shita in the Sefer Kol HaTor is that there is a third period which is known as Be'ita Achishana. And that's the period that we're living in now, that we are in the period of Be'ita. It's the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach are heard. World events show that Mashiach is coming. But in that period of Be'ita, there is a possibility of Achishana through the Maisim Toivim that we do. That is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. In the Sefer Toiras Chaim, which brings down Pshatim from Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Elva Brisker, it's brought down in the name of the Gra, that all the Zmanim that are connected with the coming of Mashiach are only in the Be'ita. But in Achishana, there is no Zman that he can't come. This will answer the question we brought in yesterday's shir. How could the Rambam say Achakalei B'chol Yom Shiyovi when we know that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos? He doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says in Erev because of Tircha, of preparing for Shabbos, and Mashiach coming on the same time. So the answer we gave yesterday was that the Achakalei, you have to see the chasaron of living without Mashiach, that I can do every day. I can hope for Mashiach, not just await him. I can hope for him even on a day I know that he can't come. However, according to the Gra, the pshat is that he can't come on Shabbos, that's when it's Be'itai. But in the Achishena, then he can come on any day. And we'll see another proof on this later in today's shir. The Griz Halevi says that Achishena could be 1 second before Be'ita, and a person should be mispalel that let Mashiach come quickly, even if it's a second before that final Ketz. And on a final note, the year Chaf Gimel, the 9/11 in the year 2001, in our counting was Chaf Gimel Elul Tav Shin Samach Aleph, and that equals Begematria Be'ita Achishena. Chaf Gimel is 23, Elul is 67, Tav Shin Samach Aleph is 761. Together, it equals 851, and Be'ita is 477, Achishena is 374. Together is exactly 851, and 9/11 happened the Tuesday after Parshas Kisavi the Toichicha, and Aftairah of the Parshas Kisavi is from Yeshaya Kumi Oiri Kivo Oirech, and the last two words of that Haftairah are Be'ita Achishena. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Alessandro, Rabbi Shuban Levi, Rabbi Asastir, Ksiv, V'oru, behold, Im, Anani Shmai, with the clouds of heaven, Kibar Inish Asa, a man is coming. He came, Uksiv, Oni V'rechav El Chamor, he's a poor beggar riding on a donkey. So, first of all, the first pasuk is Mashma, behold, suddenly, he's coming quick, and also, Bar Enish, a chash of a person, the second pasuk, Oni, V'reich v'alchemar is coming sluggishly on a donkey, and he is not in exalted state, but rather a schlepper, an ani, so it's a stira. The answer is, Zachu, if Kal Yisrael Zaycha, im anani shmai, he comes, behold, suddenly with the clouds of heaven, a chash of a person. Loi Zachu, if Kal Yisrael is not Zaycha, ani, v'reich v'alchemar, he'll come sluggishly, a beggar, a schlepper, on a chamor. Omar le Shvor Malka le Shmuel. Shvor Malka was the king of Persia. He said to Shmuel, Amrita, did you say that Mashiach al Chamorasi is coming on a donkey? Ishder le Susya Baraka the Isli. Rashi explains, I'll send him my horse, which is all combed and very handsome horse. What's he coming on a donkey? I'll send him. Or Rashi says, regards Bitko, he's Boduk, he is checked out that he rides very well. Why let your Mashiach come on a Chamor? Let him come on a fancy, sure-footed horse. And Rashi says, Malaglego, he was making fun of our belief in Mashiach. Omar Leishmul said, Mi Islach Bar Chiyur Gavni, do you have a horse that has 100 colors like the donkey of Mashiach has 100 colors? So Rashi says that he was just giving him a answer to push him away, and the Maral explains that Chamor is Chaymer, is Gashmias, and Mashiach rides on the Chamor means he's separate from the Gashmias, and he has a bilus, he masters over the Gashmias. The Chamor of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chamor of Mashiach have deep understanding and lessons, and this is not something that he wanted to share with Shvarmalka, so therefore he just was matche him with this answer. Rabbi Shuban Levi Ashikal Eliyo, he found Eliyo of Davikami Episcopal Demarta that he was standing by the gate of the cave, the Rabbi Shuban Ben Yochai, where Rabbi Shuban Ben Yochai had learned for 12 years with his son, Rabbi Elazar. Omar Le, he said to Eliyo, Asin Alam Adasi, will I come into Alam Abba, even though Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Olam Abba, but he meant, will I have to go through Yisurim, or will I get Olam Abba without Yisurim? Omar Le, Im Yirtza Adon Azeh, if this master wants, as Rashi explains, Hashem was there, the Shechina was there as well, if Hashem wants, then you'll get into Olam Abba. Omar Rabbi Shuman Levi, Shnaim Risa, I saw two people, myself and Eliyo, V'kol Gimel Shemati, I heard the sound of three, Rashi explains, because Hashem was there. The Marsha explains, Kol Gimel refers to Avram and Yaakov, who are being mispal for Klal Yisrael. If we say that Kol refers to the Shechina, it's the Shechina that's mourning over the Golus that he heard. Omar Le, Amos Asher Mashiach. So he said to Eliyo, when is Mashiach coming? Omar Le, Zil Shalib Lididay. Go and ask Mashiach when he's coming. The Hechias, where is he sitting? Apischa de Karta, by the door of the city and the grierce of the groves, Apischa de Roimi. And Rashi has a pshat from his Rebbe that Gan Eden surrounds the whole world. And you know where Mashiach is? He's by Gan Eden, opposite the door of the city. Umay simne, how will I know that it's Mashiach? Yos ben Aniye, Mashiach, one of his traits, as we'll see on Amud Beis, is that he suffers for Klal Yisrael. He's sitting amongst the Aniyim, Soivli Chaloyim, who are suffering with illnesses, Vikulun, Shoru, Vasiri. They're all untying and tying their bandages, B'chadzimna. They have five wounds, they take off five bandages, clean it out, and then they put on five new bandages. You, but he, this is how you'll recognize Mashiach, Shorichad, he unties one bandage, Asrichad, and then he puts on one. He does one at a time. Why does he do one at a time? Omar Dilma Mimbeina. Maybe Hashem will have to send me on my mission to save Klal Yisrael. I'll be needed. And Lo Yaakev, if I'm going to have five open bandages, I'll be busy with the five. I'll be waiting extra time to take care of them. So therefore, I do it one at a time. Ozel Gabe. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went to Mashiach. Amalei, Shomalecha Rabbi Meiri. He greeted him. Shalom Alech, my Rebbe, my teacher, my master, Omar Lei, Shalom Alech Bar Levoi. He said the peace to you, the son of Levi. His name was Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omar Lei, Le'emes Asimar, when are you coming? Omar Lei, hiyo, I'm coming today. Asil Gabi Elio. He went back to Elio. Omar Lei, Elio said to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my Omar Lech, what did he tell you? Omar Lei, Shalom Alech Bar Levoi. He greeted me by calling me Bar Levoi. Omar Lei, you know what he was doing by saying that? After Chacha, he promised you, L'chol, Avuch, L'amad, Asi. You had a question whether you'll be Zarecha to Elma, but without Yisurim. If he would not know that you would get Habo and your father without Yisurim, he would not have mentioned you by saying the son of, or your father by saying Bar Levoi. It must be that he knew that you and your father are getting Habo without Yisurim. Omar Le Shkuri Kashakarbi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, you know, Mashiach lied to me. The Omar Le Ayyamasin, he said he's coming today. Veloyasi hasn't come. Omar Le Hachamalach. You don't understand what he said. He was quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Hayoyim and because of Shmo. He'll come today if you listen to his voice. So the Marshah says, but wait a second. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis that Eliyo, that Mashiach cannot come unless he's preceded by one day with Eliyo. So how could he have said Hayoim, even in Bekoyli Tishmo, but since Eliyo wasn't coming today, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi was speaking to Eliyo, who wasn't coming, so then how could Mashiach come today? Answers the Marsha that he meant to say, not Hayoim is left off, he meant to say the earliest possible time. However, that is difficult, because if so, why is he only taking care of one wound at a time? He has a whole day till he's called. If Eliyo comes today, he can clean out five wounds, be busy with five wounds, because if Eliyahu comes today, he's going to come tomorrow. So the Meforshim explained, this will be a very nice proof to the Gra. We mentioned before the Gra that says that all restrictions in the time that Mashiach can come are only in the Be'ita, when he has to come at the end at a certain time. But in the Achishena, when he can come quickly, based on our Maisim, there are no rules. And Eliyahu does not have to come a day before Mashiach. Eliyahu can come together with Mashiach, because Mashiach can come on Shabbos, he can come on Erev Shabbos, he can come together with Eliyahu. There are no restrictions in time if Kol Yisrael Zoich, and that's the pasuk that he said, Hayoim im b'koyle tishmo, if you listen to my voice, Hashem says, then I can come today, Mashiach can come today without any restrictions. And that's why he didn't know. He might be on call. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva and listens to Hashem, he might have to come today, and therefore he only did one bandage at a time. Sholu, tell me the Rebbe Yitzchak ben Kisma. Amos, I've been talking about when Mashiach coming. Omar, Mishra, Nishem, Tavak, Shumi, many. I'm afraid to tell because you might ask me for a sign, some supernatural sign. Omru Loi, they said to him, Ein anu bak shumim chayis. We're not going to ask. Omru Loi, okay, here's, you'll know when Mashiach will come. L'kishiyipal Ashar Zeh. When this gate, which Rashi says the gate of Rome, will fall down, V'yivne will be rebuilt, V'yipal will fall a second time, V'yivne will be rebuilt, V'yipal a third time, and before they can fix it the third time, they must speak and live nice, say, Atri ben David, but that's when Mashiach is going to come. Amar Lehi Rabbeinu, Tein Lanu Ois, give us a sign. Amar Lehem, he said to them, V'loi kacho amartem lishenatem v'akshu ben Ois. Didn't you just tell me you're not going to ask for a supernatural Ois? Amar Lehi, we're dealing with Mashiach. We can't control ourselves. Please give us a noise. Omar Lehem, he said to them, Im kach yahapchu meima aras, pamiyas ladam. If Rashi explains, pamiyas is the source of the Yarden River, which we call Banyas. If the water of that cave will turn to dam, then it's a sign. V'nepchu ladam, and in fact, they were turned to dam. The ois came true. B'shas petiras when Rabbi Yisrael Kisma was nifter. Omar Leni said to his Talmidim, Hamikli Araini, make my oren very deep in the ground as we turn to the Avtzadik Chesem Bebe, She'ain called Dekel V'Dekel Shem Bavel. There is no tree in Bavel, She'ain Sushal Parsarim Nikshibor. When it comes to the Mocham of Goygu Magoy, when Parsim Marei will defeat Bavel and go on to enter into Eretz Yisrael, there'll be no tree, there'll be so many horses there that every Dekel will have a horse tied up to it of the Persians. The ain look all orange for orange Eretz Yisrael. There will be no orange in Eretz Yisrael. Shein sus Madai, which the horses of Madai will not oichel boy tevin. They'll take out the orange and use the wood to make a trough. And in that trough, they will put grain for the horses to eat. So he didn't want his orange to be used as a trough. And that's why he said, bury me very deeply in the ground so it won't happen to me. Amar Rav. When Edom will spread over Klal Yisrael, for 9 months, as Rashi explains, wherever Klal Yisrael is in existence all over the world, when that will happen for 9 months, that's when Mashiach will come, as the Maral explains, because Mashiach is a Ber Yechadosha. It's compared to the Chavle Leda of a woman giving birth, and just like a woman is pregnant for 9 months, so too, this situation of the Malchus dominating Klal Yisrael for 9 months is like a woman who's expecting a child. Shenemer, L'chein Yitnam Ad Eis, until the time of your Leda Yolada, when a woman who's giving birth will give birth, the Yesrech of Yeshuv and Al-Bnei Yisrael and the rest of his brothers will return to Bnei Yisrael. So we see from the Pasuk that it is the Zman of 9 months of a woman, pregnant woman, giving birth. Amar Ula, Yesi let Mashiach come v'loi echmine, and I should not see it. V'chein Amar Rabbi, Yesi v'loi echmine, let him come and let me not see Mashiach. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yesi, let him come v'eski, let I should be zoicha, the Esav that I should sit, betulin, the shade, the kufisa, the chamrin, the dung of his chamoyer. As the Maral explains, that Rabbi Yosef said, the madregis that will be in the time of Mashiach will be so great that even the lowest madreg of Mashiach, which was represented by the heap of Tsoya of manure from the chamor of Mashiach, even if I would be able to sit in the shade of that, it would be a tremendous madrega, and therefore I do want to see when Mashiach comes. Amr le Abaya le Rabba, said Abaya to Rabba, my time, why did you say that you don't want to see Mashiach coming? Ile mushim chevli shom Mashiach. If it's because of the chevli shom Mashiach, Rashi says chevli means a goyrul, the lot, or Rashi says the damages that will come as a result of the army of the Goyim against Klal Yisrael. V'atani, we learned in the Brisa. Sholu, Tamid of us, Rabbi Eliezer. The Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer asked him, "My yes, Adam v'not Mechavli Shom Mashiach. What can a person do, and he will be prevented from suffering through the Chavli Shom Mashiach?" And he answered them, "Asayik b'tarvim v'not chasadim. Be busy with Torah and doing kindness." Umar, and our master, you, Rabbah, Hatar v'gemuz chasam, you have Torah v'gemuz chasam, so why are you worried about the Chavli Shom Mashiach? Amar Lahu, he said to them, Shema, or Amar Lehi said back, Rabbah said back to Abaya, Shema yigrim achet, I have Torah v'gemuz chasam, but maybe a chet will cause me not to have the schus of the Torah v'gemuz chasam, because Rabbi Yaakov Ariyeti. We see a same idea by Rabbi Yaakov Ariyeti. The Rabbi Yaakov Ariyeti, Rami Ksiv, he asked the stira. Ksiv, it's written, Hinei Anoichim Chomish Matrim B'chol Asher Telech. Hashem said to Yaakov, I'm with you, I'm going to guard you in every path that you go. You have nothing to worry about, Ksiv, Ayir Yaakov Ariyeti Yitzoloi. And when Yaakov approached Esav, he was afraid and he was full of distress. What's he worried about? Hashem promised him. The answer is, Hashem Yigrim Achet. He was afraid that maybe, even though Hashem promised him, but maybe he did a chet, and that will cause that Esav will harm him. Kedesanya, we learned a similar thing in a brisa. We say in the Shira, Ad Yavram Cha Hashem, Zubi Yerushalayim. This refers to the first going over to Yarden when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua, and then the pasuk continues, Ad Yavram Zukanisa. This nation that you, Hashem Rekona, will pass, that's a second passing, Zubi Yishni, in the time of Ezra, when Ezra returned to Eretz Yisrael from Golus Bavel. Emer Ma'ata, if there's a comparison between Bi Rishina and Bi Yishniya, say the following. Ruyim Ha Yisrael Asalem Nes Bi Yishniya Ke Bi Rishina. Really, Klal Yisrael should have had a Nes at the time of Ezra, just like at the time of Yeshua. Just like Yeshua had a Nes with the splitting of the Yarden and the destruction of Yericho, so too, Klal Yisrael should have been able to enter at Yisrael without the Rishus of the Persian kings. By force, they should have been able to do it. But they were not zocha to that. And that did not happen. Because we see they're compared one to the other. Ad Yavram Chashem, Ad Yavram Zukanisa. El Shigar Machet. They did a chet in the time of Bais Rishon, which brought about the Churban. And that chet also caused that they could not go, as Rashi says, Bezroya. They had to get the rishus, the permission of Malchut Paras to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Let Mashiach come, let me not see him. Amar Rish Lakish, said Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why don't you want to see Mashiach? Elam Rishum Lechsev. If it's because of the following, the Pasuk says in Amish, Kasher Yonis, Ishma Bnei Ari, like a person running away from a lion, and then he met a bear. Ubo Abais came into the house, put his hand on the wall, and a snake bit him. So if you're going to say that's what you're worried about in the Yemaisa Mashiach, Right now, we have a similar thing, and a person learns to live with these problems. A person goes out to the field, Rasha Santer is a land surveyor, and he has the power to make your land less than the boundaries that it has now. It's as if you meet a surveyor with that power, it's as if you're meeting a lion. Nichlasir, you went into the city, Pagaboy Gaboy, you met a tax collector. Diamond Kamisha Pagadaiv. It's as if you're meeting a bear. Nichlasir came into your house, much about a nice matomba rub. You found your children that are starving, they have no food to eat. Diamond Kamisha Nashcha Nachash. That is like a Nachash bit him. So we have this already. So what are you losing by Mashiach coming? What are you more worried about when Mashiach comes? Ella. He answered him, there is something I'm very worried about. Mashum Dichsev. Shalna, we find in Yirmiyah, ask around, Duru, and see, Imyoyleid Zohar, can a Zohar give birth? Of course not. Madura Reisi, if so, why did I see Kol Gever, every male, Yadav HaChalatz of his hands were on his loins, Kiyoleta, like a woman giving birth, and that Kopan Lirokan, and all faces turned pale. What does this possibly refer to? My Reisi Kol Gever, I'm a Rav Bar Yitzchak, I'm a Rav. Misha Kol Gvur Shalai, Kodesh Baruch Hu, has all the strength. I saw the following. The heavenly host of the Malachim and the host of Klal Yisrael down here on earth, their faces turn pale. Why? Because something very traumatic happened. When it comes the time to save Klal Yisrael and the Yemais HaMashiach, but to destroy the Goyim, Hashem will say they're both the works of my hand. How can I destroy the Goyim in front of Klal Yisrael? Why do I show favoritism to Klal Yisrael over the Goyim? Amra Papa, Hanadam Inchi, that's what people say. Royet v'nafal tura. As Rashi explains, a man had an ox that he prized, that he appreciated very much, and he was using a trough, but the ox fell and couldn't use the trough at that time. V'ozel v'sharle susya. Buria, he put in the trough of the ox, he put a horse, which he would not have done had the ox not fallen. And then the ox got cured, and now he doesn't know what to do. To bring the ox back to the trough, what is he going to do with the horse? Now that the horse is there, he feels very difficult to remove the horse and bring back the ox. Same thing with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did mitzvahs. Hashem took care of them. They did averis. So then instead, Hashem gave honor to the goyim. Now Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. To remove the goyim is very difficult. So that moment when Hashem is debating what to do, that is such a traumatic moment that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Pamal Yishamal and Shamata are all pale, and that's the moment that he did not want to await to see the coming of Mashiach. Om Rabbi Gidlom Arab, Asidin Yisrael Dachli Shnei Mashiach. In the future, Yisrael will eat, the simple pshat is, Rashi says, Soiva Sheyeh Boisin Yom Yisrael. The abundance that will be in the time of Mashiach will go to Klal Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yosef Pshita. Of course going to go to Klal Yisrael. So the Rabbi Yosef thought that Rabbi Gittel's Chiddush is in the word Yisrael. That they're going to get it. So Pshita, Elaman Achlu, who should eat it? Chilik Ubilik Achlu? Should Chilik Ubilik eat it? What does Chilik Ubilik mean? So Rashi says, these are fictitious characters of destruction. Or Rashi says there were two Dayanim in Stoim. Or Rashi says that his Rebbe said that ein loy mishmos loy hachav v'loy hasam, neither here nor there. In other words, chilek ubilek. Like we're just saying some random names. Who's going to eat it? Neither here nor there. Chilek ubilek. Of course, Klal Yisrael is going to eat it. So the Gemara answers, no. The chiddush of Rav Gittel Amar Rav is not in Yisrael. The chiddush is in Asidin Yisrael. Lafukim and Rav Hillel. To exclude Rav Hillel, which we mentioned yesterday, Shir in the Hagdamah, the Omar, Ein Mashiach Li Yisrael Shekvar Achlu B'mei Chizkiyo, Rav Hillel Shita was that Mashiach was Chizkiyo, and he's not coming anymore. The Geula, as Rashi says on Tzadik Tesamad Aleph, is by Hashem himself, and not through Mashiach. Oh, and that, Rav Gilom Rav said, no, Asid in Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach. In the future, they're going to have Mashiach. He has not yet come, Lafuke, from the Shita, Rav Hillel. The world was created in the beginning and only in the schus of David, who's going to say Shiras HaTishbalchus and Sefer Tehillim. Ushmul Amar LaMoshe was done for Moshe the Makabala Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar LaMashiach, the world was created for Mashiach, who's the greatest of them all. Mashmoy, what is the name of Mashiach? We have various pshatim here. The Bei Reb Shila Amri, they said in the base measure of Rabbi Shila, they said Shila Shema. He's going to have the name of our Rebbe, Shila. Shenemar at Kiyove Shila, until Shila comes. The Bay Rabbi Yanin, the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanin Amri, they said Yanin Shema. Like our Rebbe, Yanin. Yanai Shenemar, he's Shema Lo'olam, Lefnei Shemesh. Before the creation of the world, Hashem already had in mind that Yanin Shema, that he's going to bring Mashiach, whose name is Yanin. The Bay Rabbi Chanina Amr, the yeshiva Rabbi Chanina said, it's going to be like our Rebbe, Chanina Shema Shenemar, Ashalay Ethan Lachem Chanina, which according to this Pshat means I'm not going to yet bring you Chanina, which is Mashiach. V'yeshur, some say, Menachem and Chizki Shmoy, his name is Menachem and Chizki, Shenemar, Ki Rochak Mimene Menachem Eshev Nafshi. In Eicha we say that the Menachem, the one who will restore my soul, is far away, Mashiach has not yet come. Now, Rav Meir Schwab Shlita, I heard on the Torah tape, said in the name of his illustrious father, Harav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that we have so far four pshatim in the name of Mashiach. And they spell out the Rosh HaTevis of these four names, in fact, spell out Mashiach. We had the last one, Menachem, that's Mem. We had Shin for Shiloh. We had Yud for Yonun. And we have Ches for Chanina. The Rosh HaTevis of these four words spell out Mashiach. In other words, every yeshiva saw in Mashiach their Rebbe, because Mashiach will have within him a composite of the milas of all the greatest tzaddikim. To explain this more, the Maral says this pshat, but in the first three, in Shiloh, Yonun, and Chanina, and I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov at a Agudah convention, he asked the question, who will Mashiach be? Will he be a Chassid? Will he be Litvish? Will he be Bnei Ashkenaz, a German Jew, a Sephardi? What will he be? And he answered, the Esther Naisaz Chen Be'enei Kol Re'eo. Every nation at the time of Esther, she found favor in their eyes, because an Iraqi thought that she was from Iraq. A Belgium thought she was from Belgium. Every nation saw in Esther that she was from their country. The same thing, Mashiach will be the same way, and that we see in this Gemara here. Every yeshiva, every Beis Medrash thought that Mashiach is going to be my Rebbe, because in Mashiach they saw the Mila of their Rebbe. Since Mashiach is going to bring Achdus and Klal Yisrael, he's going to have within him the Achdus of all of the greatest tzaddikim. Says the Maral, the fourth one, Menachem, is V'yesh Oimrim, because Menachem, that power of Mashiach is Nechama, and which is Ben Chizkiya giving us Chizuk, and that Nechama and Chizuk that Mashiach will give us will come from an unknown source. It will be not something B'derech HaTeva, and Memela, that's why the ones who said it were mysterious, V'yesh Oimrim, we don't even know who said it exactly, to indicate that this power of Necham and Chizuk will come from an unknown source. Continues the Gemara of Rabban and Amri, you know what his name will be? Chivra de Bei Rebbe Shmoy, the Metzora of the house of Rebbe, because as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, that one of the traits of Mashiach is that he will suffer for Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Ochen Chal Yenu Hu Noise, our sicknesses, our diseases, he bears. Umachavenu, our pain, Savlam, he endured. Vanachnu Chishvinu, we considered him Nagua, a person who has a Nega, Muko Elokim, smitten by Hashem, Umauno, and afflicted. Amr Rav Nachman, Imin Chayu, if he's from someone who's living now, could go in and then Mashiach will be like me. Shenemer v'hoya adiroi mimenu, the prince will come mimenu from him. Umoishle, and the ruler mikirba yitzei will come out from his midst. Meaning that Mashiach, as great as he is, and the Maral's lashon of Mashiach is, he is kodesh hakodashim, but he's not aloof, he's not separated from the hamoin am, but rather he is like me, he's like part of the people. Amar Rav, Imin Chayu, if he's a living person, going to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as Rashi explains. Although Rebbe had tremendous Yisurim in his life, but yet he was a tremendous Chassid. Lefnim Yishur Sadin. Imin Mesu, if he's from the dead, going to Daniel Shchamudis, he'll be like Daniel Shchamudis again, who suffered in the lion's den, and yet he was a Chassid Gomer. And the Maral explains that he was an ish chamudois, he was beloved by everyone, because one of his purposes of Mashiach is to bring achdus and klal Yisrael. Therefore, he's one of the people, he's not aloof, and he engenders Ava v'achva shalom v'reyes, and therefore Daniel was an ish chamudos. Amar Rav Yudam Rav. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hamelam, David Acher, there's going to be a new David at the time of Mashiach Shenamer. Ve'avdu es Hashem aleikehem, they will serve Hashem their God, v'es David malkum asher akum lohem, which I will make raise up for them in the future. Hikim lohem, not the David who was appointed in the past, ela akim, a new one. Amalei Rapapa labai v'ksiv, v'David avdi, David my servant, David ben Yishai, nasi lem lohem, he's the nasi for Klal Yisrael forever. So it's mashma, it's not a new one, it's an old one. The Gemara answers, the way Rashi learns the Peshat here, going Kesar, there'll be a chief king, Upalge Kesar, a half king. As Rashi explains, the new king, David the Melech, Vez David Malkom Asher Okim Lem, that's going to be a new one that never was before. But the Nasi, Rashi says, the prince who's not on the same adreg as the Melech, he's only a half king, that's going to be David Avdi Nasi Lem Loilam. So Lasid Lavoi, the David, the new David, will be the Melech, and the old David, the previous one, will be the half king. He will be the Nasi. In the Lashon of the Maral, David ben Yishai, that's Kodesh, and Mashiach ben David, the new David that's going to come, that is Kodesh Kodashim.